Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit dairymax.org.
Nationally, U.S. corn crop continues to be on track to be a bin buster. The 2014 corn crop condition estimate remains stable from a week ago, still indicating quality far superior to that seen back in the 2013 crop at this point. With 76% of the crop in good or excellent condition, only 1% of the corn crop in very poor condition, reports continue to suggest a crop of quality superior to that of record production seen back in 2012. At this point in 2013, only 63% of the total crop was rated in good or excellent condition. So we are continuing to look mighty good as far as U.S. corn crop. Looks like we actually had a 1% increase as far as quality condition ratings for the soybean crop. Peanuts basically unchanged from a week ago. Cotton crop actually goes down 1 percentage point in the good to excellent category now at 52% now in the good to excellent category for the southwestern part of this country. Oklahoma comes in 59% in good to excellent shape. Texas, 37% in good to excellent shape, 40% in fair shape, and 23% of the Texas crops right now, for cotton anyway, rated in the poor to very poor condition rating. Winter wheat harvest done here in the south, southern plains. We've got Colorado now up to 68% harvested. Nebraska checks in 54% harvested at this particular time. Pasture ratings basically unchanged from a week earlier, 53% in the good to excellent categories. Oklahoma, 46% good to excellent, 34% fair, 20% poor to very poor. 44% of the Texas pasture conditions are rated good to excellent this time. The Kansas, 43%, and our friends in Missouri at 57% in the good to excellent categories. The sustainability of beef under attack. A new study just out yesterday from the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The study basically claims that raising beef for the American dinner table does far more damage to the environment than producing pork, poultry, eggs, or dairy. Compared to the other animal proteins, the study claims that beef produces 5 times more heat-trapping gases per calorie, puts out 6 times as much water-polluting nitrogen, takes 11 times more water for irrigation, and uses 28 times the land. Cows are not efficient at converting feed to protein for human consumption, according to lead author Gideon Eschel, an environmental physics professor at Bard College in New York. In an AP story out this morning, Kim Stackhouse, who's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that the beef industry has improved its environmental sustainability in recent years, and the U.S. produces beef with the lowest greenhouse gas emissions of any country. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.